For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared ahead of time for us to do. Ephesians 2:10. I am Rob West. Today, Christians are expressing a variety of considerations and needs as it relates to their financial decisions. I'll talk about meeting them with David Spica today, and then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is MoneyWise on American Family Radio, biblical wisdom for your financial decisions. Well, we're delighted to welcome David Spica to the program for the first time. David is the Chief Investment Officer at Guidestone, a financial services firm helping those in ministry as well as the broader Christian population, and an underwriter of this program. David, great to have you with us today.
Thanks, Rob. I'm honored to be on here with you today.
David, I know a vision and a clear mission really drives you and the team at Guidestone. Would you share your vision and mission for helping Christian investors as we get started here today?
Absolutely. When I got together with my team and we talked about what our vision and mission should be, we thought about, well, what does Scripture tell us? So we went to Scripture and we saw three verses that really guided us. The first is the Great Commandment. That is Jesus telling us to love God with all our heart and all our soul and love our neighbor as ourself. Then there's the Great Commission, where Jesus tells us to take the gospel to the ends of the earth. And finally is John 3:16, really the essence of the gospel, why Jesus came to earth. Those things really help guide us to come up with our vision. And from that, we came up with a vision that we want to transform the world through Christian investing. Now, I've learned that a vision, this is from Andy Stanley, a vision is a solution to a problem. So what's the problem that we're providing a solution to, Rob? And the problem is that too few evangelical Christians invest in a way that honors the Lord. Only 15% of evangelical Christians today invest in God-honoring investments, and we want to change that. And so that vision is what's helping us get to that point.
Well, it's compelling, and we're going to talk about the growth of this whole space of faith-based investing and the opportunity to align your values as a believer with your investments a little later in the program. But I'd love for you to build on that mission and vision and just share a little bit about what you actually do at Guidestone and how you serve God's people.
Guidestone was formed in 1918 to provide financial support to retired pastors and their widows. And over the ensuing 100-plus years, we've become a multi-line financial services firm providing insurance, retirement, and investments to Christians, institutions, and Christian individuals. And so we've really developed into an organization that provides the needed financial services for Christians across the United States. So how do we, on the investment team that I lead, how do we impart the values that we hold in our services and in our products? So it begins with Guidestone Funds. We are the largest faith-based investment firm in the country. Today, we manage a little over $18 billion in total. Guidestone Funds are available to investors across the United States, either directly through Guidestone or from a financial advisor. Secondly, we offer services through our personal advisory service, Guidestone Advisors, where we provide customized faith-based investment solutions for believers. And then finally, through Guidestone Investment Services, we provide customized faith-based investment solutions for Christian institutions. So a variety of ways that individuals and institutions can access the faith-based investments that we produce.
Yeah, that's exciting. Well, David, we're going to unpack all of that in terms of what that actually looks like. How can you have an investment portfolio that aligns with your values as a believer? And I know one of the things that's really important to you is that believers have access to organizations like this that share their values, but who can also provide the tactical outworking of that through specifically their investments. We've got just about 30 seconds before our first break. Talk about the importance of that.
Well, I tell you what's important, Rob. There's a term called greenwashing, which I know you're familiar with. That's firms that create values-based investment solutions just to raise assets. They don't really believe what they're doing. That is not Guidestone. We are a 100-plus-year-old institution. We live every day the values that are imparted in our investment solutions, and that's important for investors to know.
We're going to talk about this and perhaps some stories of what this impact actually looks like. And what about the advocacy side of it as well? As a shareholder, you can actually express your values to company leadership. David will weigh in on that as well. David Spica joins us today. He's the Chief Investment Officer at Guidestone, and much more to come on faith-based investing just around the corner.
For American Family Radio, I'm Charles Morris with Haven Ministries, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. Commitment. It's a word that often brings out strong feelings in people. Often we complain about how people just aren't as committed as they used to be. Most people don't live in the same city their whole lives or work in the same job for decades, and the divorce rate has been hovering around 50% for years. So in this world of distrust and cynicism, is anything trustworthy? The Apostle Paul thought so. This is what he said to the elders in Ephesus the last time he saw them. Now I commit you to God and to the word of his grace, which can build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. God is trustworthy, so trust him. Try an Anchor devotional today in print. Visit getanchor.com.
We are grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the MoneyWise program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at eventideinvestments.com. That's eventideinvestments.com.
Your child's primary love language is physical touch or words of affirmation, quality time, gifts, or acts of service. On the next Focus on the Family, Dr. Gary Chapman helps you better understand how to keep your son or daughter's love tank filled to strengthen your relationship with your children. Next time on Focus on the Family with Jim Daly.
Focus on the Family is heard each weekday morning at 5 o'clock Central on American Family Radio.
We are grateful for support from LitePoint Portfolios, which seeks out family and faith-friendly investments for 401k and 403b plans, integrating faith values and fiduciary duty. LitePoint Portfolios offers retirement plans for a variety of organizations, such as businesses, nonprofits, and churches. And we're grateful for their sponsorship of the MoneyWise program. More information is available at LitePointPortfolios.com.
If the heavy burden of debt is robbing you of freedom and peace of mind, Christian Credit Counselors can help. We're a nationwide nonprofit credit counseling organization that has helped over 300,000 individuals in the last 27 years get out of credit card debt 80% faster while honoring that debt in full. To learn how Christian Credit Counselors can help you, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985.
Delighted to have you with us today on MoneyWise on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West, your host. Joining me today for this segment of the broadcast, David Spica, Chief Investment Officer at Guidestone, a financial services firm helping those in ministry as well as the broader Christian population, and an underwriter of this program. And David, just before the break, you were sharing the legacy and history and really the heart behind this organization. You know, we hear from more and more believers all the time on this program who really desire to have their faith reflected in every facet of their lives, and that includes their financial decisions and investments. Why do you think it's important for Christians to be working with a faith-forward organization like Guidestone in their financial dealings?
That's a great question, Rob. And the way I would answer that is I would say that Christians understand the need to tithe, to give back to the church and to give to those in need. Yeah. But I don't think they understand that they have a need, that they have an obligation to invest in a way that honors God. So we provide that opportunity three ways through our mutual funds. First, we provide exclusionary screening. We've been doing this for decades. There are five industries that Christians do not want to support that we will not invest in. They include abortion, addiction and alcohol and gambling and pornography. Secondly, we do shareholder advocacy. So shareholder advocacy is where we represent our shareholders and advocate on their behalf with companies that we own in order to encourage those company management teams to operate in a more Christ-like fashion. And then finally, and the piece of this that I'm most excited about is impact investing. Impact investing is proactively investing in companies that are doing good around the world and helping to spread the gospel.
Yeah, that really is compelling and exciting to think that as a shareholder, even though I may own a small percentage of a company, that my voice can be heard through advocacy and that I might be actually making an impact through the investments that are made. Perhaps you could share a few success stories about both the advocacy side and the impact side in the work that you do.
Yeah, and advocacy and impact, Rob, are how we truly, truly are going to change the world. We want to change the world, and this is how we're going to do that. So on the advocacy side, we work with other Christian investors through the Interfaith Center on Corporate Responsibility, and we've made several gains in certain industries, opioids being one of those. So we've worked to reduce aggressive sales practice of opioids, knowing how big a problem that is in our country. Secondly, we've had success in certain technology areas, for instance, with Google Chromebook, where we've had success creating safeguards so that children aren't going to places on the internet they don't need to be. So that's the advocacy piece, and that's just a small sample. On the impact side, we really, truly want to promote the sanctity of life and the spreading of the gospel. So how are we doing that? We are investing in bonds that provide capital to Christian schools and universities. Obviously, they need capital. We're providing that.
Yeah.
We also invest in bonds that support housing and education for single mothers. This is important because we've learned that 75% of abortions occur with women who live at or below the poverty level. We want to reduce the impediments they have to having the child. And so that means providing a home, providing education. They're going to be much more likely to keep that child. The last thing that we've done is we've committed 20% of the revenue of our Impact Mutual Fund to Christian causes, specifically life and gospel causes. And so over the last couple of years, we've given $200,000 to Send Relief, an organization that spreads the gospel and provides relief organizations, relief opportunities around the world. And we've also given $100,000 to crisis pregnancy organizations and entities that are promoting the sanctity of life.
That's powerful. And I know it's an exciting area of the work that you do as you think about both expressing the values of believers through shareholder advocacy and engagement, but also through the impact side as you look for new and compelling ways through either direct stock ownership or, as you said, through bond issues that can actually facilitate and encourage a kingdom impact. David, you mentioned a moment ago that 15% or less of believers are actually deploying these types of investments. I think that's going to grow over time. I know you do as well. But what are the challenges facing Christian investors today in terms of being a good steward of God's resources, specifically related to their investments?
Well, first and foremost, Rob, they don't know that the opportunity exists to invest in God-honoring investments. They need to know they exist, and they need to know that really, just like tithing, they have an obligation to invest in a way that honors the Lord. So they need a guide. They need an advisor that can lead them to these investments. Secondly, those advisors need to know that firms like Guidestone exist and that we're providing these investments. So that's up to us to make sure that we're providing the education for those advisors so they're aware that these funds exist and they can help their clients meet their goals. Finally, investors need to make sure their advisors know that investing in a way that honors God is a priority for them. So they need to be very proactive in sending that message to their advisors so that their advisors will seek out firms like Guidestone and they'll be able to honor the Lord through their investments just like they do in the offering plate when they go to church every Sunday.
Yeah. Now, as a chief investment officer, David, obviously you're well aware of the need to have compelling returns, right? Because there's a dual mandate here. Yeah, we want to make an impact, but we also want to grow the resources God has entrusted to us so we have them available later when we need them. But the exciting thing is that in this faith-based investing space, we don't have to sacrifice return when we're trying to have an impact at the same time. Would you agree that that's possible?
Absolutely, that's possible. And thank you for mentioning that, Rob. We've actually twice been awarded by Lipper as the best small mutual fund family in America. And we're the only firm that practices faith-based investing that has won that award. And that award is based on risk-adjusted returns. And so clearly, we're able to provide returns at the same time that we're providing the values-based investing. So no, you do not have to sacrifice returns, and that is absolutely a key component of what we do.
Yeah, very good. I also want to unpack a bit more just the advocacy side of what you're doing. You know, some people might think, you know what, David, I'm such a small investor. You know, I really can't make a difference. How do you use the power of the mutual fund structure and the influence you have as a manager of, as you said, more than $13 billion to actually make a difference and make sure that the voice of your investors is heard?
Well, the $13 billion that we own is combined with the assets held by other faith-based firms through the Interfaith Center on Corporate Responsibility. So we aggregate those assets together. It's a big number. Yeah. So when we contact the CFO or the COO or the whoever it is at that company, they're going to want to talk to us because they know that we can move the market on their behalf. And so they want to make sure that they are responding to us and to our needs. And so that asset base gives us the opportunity to do that.
I love that. Just 30 seconds left. Who can work with you and your team at Guidestone, David?
Anybody can work with us. We offer self-service options, full-service options through Guidestone Advisors. And as I mentioned earlier, our funds are available through your current financial advisor. The best way to contact us is through our website at GuidestoneFunds.com.
Excellent. David, great work, and we appreciate you stopping by today. We're grateful for the way you all have served God's people for a long, long time. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Rob. I enjoyed it.
That was David Spica from Guidestone, the Chief Investment Officer. The website, again, it's easy to remember, GuidestoneFunds.com. Your calls are next. The number, 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. I'm Rob West, and this is MoneyWise on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial decisions. Stick around.
Dear 1 million moms, I've always thought that maybe your organization was making a mountain out of a molehill. But today, I cannot believe what I just saw on my TV.
Concerned about the trash flowing into your home through today's media that simply will not censor itself? Make your voice heard. If you see trash in the media, tell us. Use the Submit Trash button at 1millionmoms.com. That's 1millionmoms.com. And thanks.
What if buying groceries, gas, or dining out could help change lives? With Christian Community Credit Union's cards that give to missions, you can help spread the gospel, combat human trafficking, and protect vulnerable children with every purchase at no cost to you. Apply for your card today. More information is available at joinchristiancommunity.com. That's joinchristiancommunity.com. The credit union is an underwriter of this ministry. Membership eligibility required.
AFR programming is now available on Alexa.
You're joking, right?
Nope, not joking.
Seriously?
Yep, this is not a drill.
Wait a minute, no way.
There's a way, the Alexa way. So if you just happen to miss your favorite shows, no worries. You can now listen to each podcast with Alexa. It's simple and it's free. Just visit afr.net/apps and click Alexa. We're not joking.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the MoneyWise program. For more than 30 years, they've been helping Christians reach their financial goals with step-by-step guidance for investors at every stage, from those just getting started to those getting ready for retirement. Through scriptural principles and practical suggestions, SMI offers financial wisdom for living well. More information, including the short video webinar on profit and peace of mind, no matter what's happening in the market, is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
Hi, I'm Rob West, host of MoneyWise, heard here on American Family Radio. At MoneyWise, we understand how important it is for Christians to leave a legacy that will impact generations to come. One way you can do that is through a charitable gift annuity from the AFA Foundation. Call 800-326-4543, extension 345. That's 800-326-4543, extension 345. Or visit them online at afafoundation.net.
Hey, Greg, I need some advice.
Oh, what's up?
I'm really struggling with finding ways to cut back. With costs going up, especially in healthcare, what do you guys do?
We use CHM, Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health cost sharing ministry that's been sharing members' eligible medical bills for over 40 years. Sure helped us stick to our budget. And here's the website, chministries.org. chministries.org.
Well, good morning, I should say. We're glad you're along with us on MoneyWise on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West, your host, and it's time to take your calls and questions on anything financial. That's right. Let's turn the corner and apply God's wisdom to what you're thinking about today in your financial life. We'll see if we can give you some wise counsel based on trusted principles that are timeless, and that's because they come from God's Word. You see, God's wisdom is always relevant. It's always right. It will never change. And I would submit, folks, that the very best that that Wall Street has to offer has its roots in God's Word. That's because it's timeless. And so if you'd like to give us a call today, we'd love to hear from you, and we'll see if we can tackle your questions. We've got some lines open. The number to call is 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. Let's begin today in Tennessee. Hi, Wayne. Thanks for calling, sir. Go right ahead.
Yes, I'm looking at the pros and cons of reverse mortgage.
Okay.
We're looking to wanting to invest this money in to like an outreach ministry and that. We want to put our money to work for God.
I see. Well, I love that idea, Wayne, that you want to tap into that asset that you have and use it for giving. You know, I'm generally not a fan of reverse mortgages. Where I think they can make some sense is especially for folks who don't have enough income late in life and they're sitting on a large asset that's either mostly or all the way paid off. You know, the pros is you can use your reverse mortgage proceeds for anything you want, including supporting God's work. You can eliminate your monthly mortgage payments if you've got them. You remain the owner of the home, so your name stays on the title, and your credit score really isn't a factor for getting the loan. So why don't I love them? Well, they typically have higher fees than traditional mortgages, both the fees and the interest rate you'd be paying on the amount that you know is being paid out to you, either in a monthly income stream or a lump sum. If for any reason you don't live in the home for the majority of a year, so think perhaps a medical issue, the loan could or will be called. The burden of dealing with the loan falls on your heirs if you pass away and they were hoping to keep the property in the family, let's say. And if you choose a payment plan that doesn't last the life of the loan, you could actually outlive your proceeds. Although for you all, it's less of an issue if you're not counting on this to cover your monthly expenses. So, you know, as long as you qualify in terms of age and you've got enough equity, it's absolutely something you can do. And you could take this money and put it to work for you in building the kingdom. But I just prefer not to do that by incurring debt for the reasons I mentioned. But, you know, it certainly is a way to go. And it is an untapped asset that's sitting. And I can understand how you and your wife might want to get that in more productive purposes. And I would certainly include investing in God's economy, one of those absolutely productive purposes. So give me your thoughts on that, though.
Well, I'm just wondering, you know, we don't have any debt. We own this. We have this property. It's probably worth $500,000 or more around there somewhere, I'm guessing. 20 acres and a new log home. And I'm a minister, and my wife's a registered nurse. She's worked with, you know, addicts and such and that. And we did inner-city ministry and that before. And I'm sitting here, and I'm in out in this beautiful country now, but I want to be where I'm ministering to people. I want to make a difference. I want to use what God has blessed us with to make a difference.
Yeah. Yeah. And I certainly understand that. And I don't think anyone could fault you for that. In fact, I love that idea. So I guess here's what I would say is let's get somebody who really specializes in this to look at the various reverse mortgage options. If that's the direction you all want to go, I want you to go in with your eyes wide open, understand the implications of it in terms of, you know, whether or not you want to keep this property in the family beyond your life and how that would affect it. What are the conditions under which, you know, this loan could be called? And, you know, at that point it could force you to sell it. You know, I just want you to understand all of those things, and having a specialist in reverse mortgages kind of walk you through that, I think would be key. But at the end of the day, as long as you understand that and you're comfortable with it, then, you know, again, it is an asset. And if you want to systematically pull that money out to be used for, you know, purposes that align with your heart and God's activity, I'm on board with that, Wayne.
What would you recommend? What would you recommend if we have this asset, and what would be the best way route to go?
Yeah, well, you know, there's, I mean, the idea here is if you don't want to sell and downsize, you know, and pull the equity out that way, I don't want you to use a home equity line of credit. So if you want to tap this, if your goal is to tap this asset to use for kingdom giving, then I think this is about the best way to do it. So you don't add to your monthly expenses through a mortgage payment. You can systematically pull it out. And again, I just want to make sure you do it with your eyes wide open and understand the implications, both for your heirs and for the two of you with regard to just how long you need to live there and, you know, what conditions might it be called. For instance, if you had to relocate even temporarily, you know, for medical purposes, that type of thing. So I just want you to understand all that. But if the goal is to get this asset and use it for kingdom giving, this is about the best way to do it.
Right, right. Well, we owe nothing on it to that. And, you know, we're looking for partners, too, that would want to partner with us, that have a heart for addicts and indigent and homeless and such and that. I did that out west, and we did it in Florida. And yes. You know, my wife has worked in drug rehab. And this is where our heart's at. We feel there's a big need for it. And, you know, it's just being fulfilled.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, I appreciate you raising the question. I think your heart is in the right place. So I'd make this a matter of prayer and then get wise counsel. So again, find somebody who's independent, who's a specialist in this area that can really advise you and give you all the details before you move forward. And Wayne, we appreciate you calling today and being a part of the program. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. That's 800-525-7000. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more of your phone calls. Kathy, we're coming your way next, and perhaps your question as well. Again, the number to call, 800-525-7000. Hey, our $50,000 match is still on the table this week from MoneyWise Media to meet our year-end goal. A generous donor has offered to match every dollar given to MoneyWise Media this week, so that doubles your impact when you head to moneywise.org and click Give Now at the top of the page. Help us expand this message of financial faithfulness in the new year when you give at moneywise.org. Stay with us. Much more to come just around the corner. We'll be right back.
You probably have a strategy for your finances, your career, even your retirement. But do you have a strategy for your giving? At the National Christian Foundation, we can help you create a giving strategy to inspire your family, maximize your resources, and leave a lasting legacy of faith. To learn how, visit moneywise.org/NCF.
As they left the manger, they couldn't keep quiet about what they had seen. They told everybody. Their lives would never again be the same. The sky would never again seem so dark. They would know that just as they had kept watch over their flocks, there was now somebody keeping watch over them.
Join Dr. David Jeremiah for his series, Why the Nativity, next time on Turning Point.
5:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Central on American Family Radio.
We are grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the MoneyWise program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at eventideinvestments.com. That's eventideinvestments.com.
45,000. That's how many times MoneyWise referred a listener to a Certified Kingdom Advisor, or CKA, last year. And for good reason. These are trusted financial, legal, and accounting professionals who have completed a rigorous certification program to ensure they provide biblically wise financial advice. You can find a local CKA professional in your area by going to moneywise.org and clicking the Find a CKA button on the homepage.
By now, you know that Sandy Rios has stepped away from the morning show. But don't despair. Sandy is shifting her talents to podcasting. She'll still be a part of AFR. And now, she won't need to wake up hours before the sun to keep us informed and encouraged every day. On the podcast, Sandy Rios 24/7, you can enjoy the knowledge, insight, and interviews you've always loved on Sandy's morning show. Sandy Rios 24/7, beginning the week of January 9th on AFR.net.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing and the MoneyWise program. If you have money in a retirement account or just a general investing account, you know the stock market can sometimes seem like a roller coaster. But it is possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind in investing, no matter what's happening in the market. You can see a short video webinar on that topic at soundmindinvesting.org. Since 1990, Sound Mind Investing has sought to offer financial wisdom for living well. Soundmindinvesting.org.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
We're delighted you're joining us today on MoneyWise on American Family Radio. This is where we apply the wisdom from the Bible to your financial decisions and choices. What are you thinking about today? Give us a call. Let's talk about it. 800-525-7000. We've got some lines open today. Again, 800-525-7000. Back to the phones we go to Mississippi. Hi, Kathy. You're next on the program. Go right ahead.
Okay, good. Thank you very much. I'm a Baptist and I'm conservative. And years and years ago, I used to listen to Larry Burkett.
Yes.
You know, when he was in charge of this ministry. And so then I found American Family Radio. And so there was a person on there, Dan Seeley. Do you know who I'm talking about?
I do, very well. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, good. And so it took me years to become biblically responsible. I had all my money at Edward Jones.
Yeah.
And I was listening to, you know, I was listening to Dan, and he was so passionate about Did you know who Dan was?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good. So you understand it, just his heart and just how much he loved the Lord. And I'm a Southern Baptist.
Yes.
Okay. So then I came to hear him. He talked about Christian Community Credit Union. And eventually I took all my money out of Edward Jones. And I did what he told us to do, to become biblically responsible. It was so refreshing. Was so like the Holy Spirit, you know. And so I put all my money in Timothy funds. And then I came here, he came to a Baptist church here in Mississippi, Longview Heights. And he was talking about the funds that are biblically responsible, not biblically responsible. And so he brought up Godstone. So that's why I asked the lady before I got on the phone. And he said, Godstone invests in some funds, Americans that are not biblically responsible.
Yeah. Well, first of all, let me comment on several things you mentioned here. Number one, I'm delighted that you listened to the late Larry Burkett. There's not a week that goes by, even though he passed in 2003, that somebody doesn't mention the legacy and the impact of the late Larry Burkett, who had such a kind heart and such a deep love for the scriptures and how it applies to modern personal finance. Larry was a friend and a bit of a mentor, and it's an honor to walk in his shoes. The same is true for Dan. Now, Dan and I didn't know one another. I knew his ministry and Dan from afar and have a lot of respect for what he did. And everybody says the same thing. Dan loved the Lord. He was passionate about what he did. And it's an incredible privilege to be able to walk in his shoes here on American Family Radio. And we're so devastated by his loss. And yet we know he's in the face of Jesus right now. And so we rejoice in that. And I know Dan was very passionate about biblically responsible investing, what we call faith-based investing. And, you know, I think this is a personal conviction matter. I think each of us needs to search our hearts and decide, how we want to deploy our assets and align that with our values as believers. And there's different ways to do that. And that's why I think we each need to have a conviction about how we go about that. I use the terms avoid, embrace, and engage. So the avoid side says, as I deploy my capital, what are those companies that I want to avoid? Because their primary business activities or perhaps their corporate profits are being used in a way that misaligns with my values as a believer. And so I want to get those out of my portfolio. Some have convictions around that. Others want to embrace certain companies because they're having an impact either for the common good, for human flourishing, or an impact for the kingdom even. And then thirdly, engage means as a shareholder, I have influence. And we know shareholders are using their influence in a variety of ways, and Christians have been, I think, largely absent from that in advocacy conversation with company leadership and senior leaders and the investor relations department by voting proxies and showing up in meetings and saying, listen, we disagree with these decisions you're making that are often politically motivated as opposed to being, you know, right in the center of your primary business activity. Why are you doing this? And as a shareholder, I don't agree. Well, that's shareholder advocacy. Well, I love Timothy Funds, and I know those guys well, and they do an amazing work. And I think Guidestone is one of those fund families just like Timothy that's doing great work in this faith-based investing space in all three of those categories I mentioned. They do exclusionary screening. They have a robust process that screens out companies that are misaligned with Christian values. They do shareholder advocacy as their owners to let company leadership know what Christians' values are using their influence in that way. And then the impact investing side is where they're actually investing to make and further God's kingdom, and in particular in Guidestone's case, it's through their Global Impact Fund. So I'm very comfortable, Kathy, with that fund family. But here's the reality is what's exciting is, and I'm confident Dan would agree with this, this whole space is continuing to grow, this whole faith-based investing space. There's now a number of fund families that are people just really striving to bring world-class investments to the table with stellar returns, but also do it in a God-honoring way. And that includes Timothy and Guidestone and Eventide and, you know, so many others now, which is just really exciting. So I think now you have options, and whether you stay with Timothy, which would be great, or you consider Guidestone or one of these other fund families as you build out a portfolio that would be aligned with your values. I think it's an exciting time for investors that we now have these options that frankly didn't exist back when Larry Burkett was on the air. Does all that make sense though?
Yeah, I totally understand. I totally agree. I'm not saying, but what the mix of mutual funds,
yes, ma'am.
If Americans are not biblically responsible, then Guidestone shouldn't be invested in them. And Dan was very adamant about that.
Yeah. Well, and I think what's I'm sorry, go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Right. And when I heard about it, I was at a church and down here in Bahia. The Baptist pastor, he said, when I heard about it, you know, we switched funds.
Yeah.
And I've tried to talk to Guidestone, and it's just like it's a, you know, if it's just one fund, you know. And see, I listened to Dan because after Dan died, he was taken off the air, and y'all were put in place, which, I mean, you're doing a great job.
Yes.
And I heard you have Chris Musi on the air, and they were great. I was so thankful you supported them because I support them.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good. Well, sure. Well, I appreciate all that, Kathy. And I think here's the reality is that at the end of the day, you are the steward. And so you need to be absolutely convinced. I would encourage you to reach out to the team at Guidestone and have that conversation. But you're with a wonderful fund family at Timothy. So I think you could stay right there. My experiences with Timothy and with Guidestone, and just as I've gotten to know the teams managing these funds, I can tell you they have some wonderful faith-aligned investment options that I think you can feel really good about. But the bottom line line is, I think for each of us, and that's why I'm glad you're raising this, is for all the listeners out there, I think it's an opportunity right now to stop and say, what are my convictions in this space? And how do I want to apply those convictions to my investment options? And then what investment options are going to allow me to live that out? And the exciting thing is there are more and more of them all the time that are very aligned with your faith, and I think can give you a portfolio that allows you to do all three of these things: avoid, embrace, and engage, but also to seek a profit, a return on God's money as we manage it. And that's absolutely what we should be seeking to do. So, Kathy, I appreciate you calling today very, very much, and I'm grateful for your input, and thanks for calling out our friend Dan Celia and just the impact that he has made in so many people's lives. And we continue to hear that, and of course the late Larry Burkett as well. God bless you very much. Hey, a quick email before we take our next break. This one comes from Lisa. She says, I'm what you would call elderly. I'm out of debt. I try to be generous. I'm wondering if I'm giving too much. I don't have a lot of money, but I don't know who to leave my money to when I die, if I have any left. Should I give everything away before I go to be with the Lord? And I would just say to you, let me give you the answer right on the other side of this break. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Pastor Robert Morris. I'm often asked, how do I grow in my relationship with the Lord? How do I hear God? What is God's plan and purpose for me? I want to personally invite you to join me on Sunday mornings right here on AFR for worship and the Word. And we will discover the answer to these questions together. We'll explore the truths found in God's Word that will help you strengthen your faith and develop a more intimate relationship with Him.
God has set His heart on the person that is listening to us right now, who is at the very bottom, and they've lost a job, a child has died, and they don't feel like life is worth living. God has set His heart on you. Even when we're not worthy, we are worth something to God.
Exploring the Word, weekday afternoons at 3 Central on American Family Radio.
If you enjoy this radio program, you will love all of the many different resources waiting for you at moneywise.org. You'll find more powerful wisdom, podcasts, articles, videos, and more from partners like the National Christian Foundation, Sound Mind Investing, and Christian Healthcare Ministries. Connect with a community of thousands of Christians striving to be faithful stewards, and check out all of the free biblical financial advice at moneywise.org.
My name is Kent, and I'm a member of Christian Healthcare Ministries. I have a friend who actually has great insurance, and she recently had a life-threatening experience. And she was laying in the hospital bed afraid, not afraid for her life, but afraid of what her insurance would or would not cover. And as a CHM member, I can honestly say I just never have that fear. I can't tell you the peace of mind that provides.
Learn more about Christian Healthcare Ministries' biblical cost sharing at chministries.org.
Great to have you with us today on MoneyWise on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. Coming up January the 2nd, we're going to have a name change. That's right, the same trusted counsel. I'm not going anywhere. The same format. We just changed our name from MoneyWise on American Family Radio to Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. We believe that name better expresses what God has called us to here at this ministry, and that is to start with our faith and then allow our financial decisions to be expressed through that. So that name change is coming. Want you to be aware of it, and we're excited about it. A lot of great things coming in the new year in the FaithFi app, which will be our the new name of our app, plus the brand new FaithFi.com. That's FaithFi.com, and some exciting new things for this program as well. So a lot to look forward to in the new year, and we'll tell you more about that in the days ahead. All right, we've got some phone lines open here in our final segment today. What are you thinking about financially? We'd love to hear from you. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. That's 800-525-7000. We can get you on the air quickly. I mentioned an email that came from Lisa just before the break. Lisa wrote to us and said, I'm what you would call elderly, and I'm out of debt. I try to be generous. I wonder if I'm giving too much. I don't have a lot of money, but I don't know who to leave my money to when I die. If I have any left, Should I just give everything away before I go to be with the Lord? And let me just say, Lisa, I appreciate your heart in this. You want to be found faithful. The Ron Blue, my one of my mentors and a close friend, the author and teacher, he says, do your giving while you're living so you're knowing where it's going. And I love that idea that we should be giving right now, prioritizing that. Ron goes on to say, kind of tongue in cheek, I'm not sure you get credit for giving at death because you got to give it somewhere. So I think, when we give while we're alive, we're certainly demonstrating our trust in God as our provider because we're loosening our grip and we're saying, God, I'm going to allow some to pass out of my hands and give it away. I'm not going to use it for my own purposes because I trust you as my provider to continue to meet my needs. If I didn't think you were going to meet my needs, I'd hold on to every penny. So we demonstrate our trust, and it's a way for us to be connected into God's activity, which is a real privilege that we have as stewards of God's resources. The other thing I would say, Lisa, is I would never get in the way of what God is telling you to do. There's many folks that have done some quote-unquote crazy things over the years with their money in terms of giving to God's kingdom because they felt like the Lord was leading them to do that. I remember the late Bill Bright, founder of Campus Crusade for Christ, what's known as CRU today, gave away an entire retirement account one time to build a school in Russia that was going to teach and also share the gospel. And, probably didn't make sense on paper, and yet Bill felt the Lord was leading him to do it. And that may be what God is leading you to do. And I'm confident that God is bigger than all of our issues. Now, if God is not clearly saying to you, give it all away, then what's the prudent approach? Well, I'd probably keep at least, somewhere between 6 months and a year's worth of living expenses. It sounds like you live pretty modestly, and so I'd have that as something to fall back on. We certainly don't know what the future holds, and you may need some money for medical expenses. But then I would say make out or change where you'd like your assets to go when you go to be home with the Lord. And I think once you define enough, and what I mean by that is, what is your financial finish line for both your lifestyle, how much you spend on a monthly basis, and your accumulation, what you ultimately want your balance sheet, your assets to grow to. Once you define enough, and that's between you and the Lord and no one else, then that gives you the freedom to give everything else away beyond that. And I would maximize your giving right now because why not get it into circulation in God's economy while you can? So I appreciate the question today. I think ultimately it starts on your knees just to say, Lord, what would you have me to do? And then follow his lead. Thanks for writing to us. 800-525-7000 is the number to call if you have a financial question today. One more email. This comes from Mary, and she says, I have a son in college, and I purchased a car for him. Then he dropped out. He hasn't kept his obligations to me. How can I get rid of the car? I still owe more than $20,000 on it, and he needs a car. Well, this is a tough situation, Mary, and man, I'm really sorry you're having to go through this. If you're upside down with the car, you can ask the lender if they would give you a personal loan for the difference between what you sell it for and what you still owe on it if you just, want to unload it. If they won't do that, you may be able to find another lender to give you a personal loan or pay the difference out of your savings. That would get rid of this big monthly payment and get rid of the car altogether. Now, if your son isn't working, well, then he doesn't need a car. If he is working and needs a car, you can tell him to get his own loan, and maybe, again, if you have the ability financially, you could offer to help with the down payment or the monthly payments, but do not co-sign a loan for him. The Bible is clear that we should never do that. This is very plain in Scripture. Proverbs 17:18, one who lacks sense gives a pledge and puts up security. That's just one of the passages that make it very clear that we shouldn't co-sign even with family, because here's the reality. It changes the relationship. It's just not worth the damage, because what the Federal Trade Commission tells us is that people who co-sign a loan end up having to make the payments 40% of the time. And even if your son went into this with the best intentions, we know that depending on where he's at in his own spiritual and financial maturity and kind of his journey, he obviously is making choices you don't agree with. He's not keeping up his commitments, and now not only is putting you in a difficult spot financially, but it's perhaps creating a relational strain in your relationship with him as well. And that's why I think the wisdom of the Bible becomes so clear here that we shouldn't co-sign. So I think you need to make a decision on how you want to proceed and your financial readiness to go along with that so that you can, again, unload this car. And if you're upside down, you're going to have to get a loan to cover it. But that at least gets you out of it and gets those monthly payments way down. And then secondly, decide how you want to handle a replacement car if you want to be involved at all. This may be one of those tough love lessons that he needs to learn in order for you to help him on his journey. You know, so often we think we're helping our kids by just continuing to, you know, reinforce bad decisions and cover their tracks financially, when in fact that may be exactly what they need to go through to learn a hard lesson, especially now early in life. If he can learn this, it might avoid a lot of pain down the road, even though it's not difficult, because none of us want to see our kids go through hard times and have a difficult time. So I think as you pray through this, Mary, I would just ask the Lord to give you some wisdom and then proceed. And whatever you decide to do, I would say communicate that to him very clearly. Sit down with him, or if he won't sit down, you know, you could try to call him and get some time for you to say, in love, here's where I'm going. You know, this is why I'm doing what I'm doing. I love you. I'm here for you. But at the same time, you didn't hold up your commitment. And so I need to do what I need to do financially for myself. I'm here for you. But, you know, there's a limit to that. And we'll certainly ask the MoneyWise community to be praying for you as you make that decision. All right, folks. Hey, here's a quick few things for you as you think about the new year. You know, I've been doing a lot of interviews on other radio programs around the country this time of year as folks think about preparing to handle their money God's way in the new year. And I've come up with a list of sorts that I think are some practical ideas that might help you to, you know, advance your financial life and grow in your understanding of God's way of handling money at the same time. Let me mention a few of them today as you think about perhaps getting your financial house in order in 2023. Number one, I would say commit to growing in your understanding of biblical money management. You know, so often, even if we were taught financial literacy as kids, leaving the house as future adults, going off to college, in many cases, we weren't taught how to handle money God's way. And that's something I think we all can use, you know, growth in. And I'll throw out three options. A light read would be the book Your Money Counts by Howard Dayton. A new read would be the book Redeeming Money by Paul David Tripp. I just read that this year, an incredible tool. And then an in-depth read is the book Money, Possessions, and Eternity by Randy Alcorn. That book, apart from God's Word, has had the biggest impact on my life in this whole area of finance. So maybe commit to growing in your understanding of biblical money management using one of those three. Second, begin a gratitude journal. What's that? Well, what if you were to capture 2 to 3 things a day that you're grateful for in a journal? I think it would change your perspective. It would perhaps refocus you away from the temporal to the eternal and have a pretty big impact in your life. Third, strengthen your financial foundation. You can do that by automating your savings to an emergency fund. I would use an online savings account linked to your checking and keep doing it every month until you reach 3 to 6 months expenses. Check your life insurance. That's number 4. Have term life insurance coverage of at least 10 to 12 times your income during your working years. Number 5, begin a money date with your spouse. Use the time each month to review your spending plan, update your goals, and make course corrections. Now, no finger pointing. Hey, and maybe you can read the book Thriving in Love and Money by Shanti Feldhahn while you're doing it. Maybe you guys take a chapter a week, and I think it'll make a big difference. And then finally, recommit to a monthly spending plan and monthly tracking. You can do that by using the MoneyWise app. You'll find it in your app store. Search for MoneyWise Biblical Finance or head to our website at MoneyWise.org and click the app button. It's Larry Burkett's envelope system in a digital, simple, and beautiful interface where you can connect to all your institutions automatically. It's called the MoneyWise app. You'll find it with a free download in your app store. Search for MoneyWise Biblical Finance. Hey, I hope those six ideas are helpful to you as you think about getting your financial house in order in the new year. Hey, thanks for being along with us today. On behalf of my team, Adam Suddeth, Pat Montague, and Jim Henry, thank you for being along here today. I'm Rob West, and it's been a privilege to share God's wisdom related to your financial decisions. Hope you'll come back and join us tomorrow. Same time, same place. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.